Section 5. Actively avoiding crashes. Braking and stopping. It takes long distances to come to a safe, complete stop. Braking distance is directly related to black small square speed of the vehicle. Black small square driver perception time. Length of time it takes to see and recognize a dangerous situation. The average is 0.75 seconds. Black small square driver reaction time. Time from perception of danger to start of braking. The average is 0.75 seconds. Black small square type and condition of the pavement. Black small square type and condition of the tires. Black small square vehicle weight, including when loaded or towing. Black small square type and condition of the brakes. The distance required to stop your vehicle is important in helping you choose a safe driving speed. It takes an average of 1.5 seconds for a person to perceive a threat in the roadway and react to that threat. This chart can be used as a guide, but your actual stopping distance will depend upon many of the factors listed above. When vehicles ahead do something unexpectedly, you will need time to react. You need to keep enough following distance between you and the vehicles ahead to avoid a crash if the traffic stops suddenly. Allow at least a 3-second following distance for most driving situations. There will be situations where a longer, 3 to 6 seconds, following distance will be required. Black small square. When driving on slippery roads, you should double your following distance to 6 seconds or more to allow for the extra distance needed to adjust your speed or to stop. Black small square. When the driver behind you wishes to pass, reducing your speed will allow that driver to pass more quickly. The added distance will make it easier for the passing motorist to pull back into the lane. When you are following a large vehicle, such as a tractor trailer, that blocks your field of vision of the road ahead, you will need extra distance to see around the vehicle. Driving the open road. Driving on empty rural highways can be just as dangerous as driving in heavy city traffic. Animals in the road, slow-moving farm equipment just over the crest of a hill or a low spot covered with water are not unusual hazards in rural driving. Stay alert. Watch for warning signs, and slow down when approaching curves or hills that block your view of the roadway ahead. Weather conditions. Driving becomes more difficult when your ability to see is reduced by bad weather or when the road surface is covered with rain, snow, or ice. Reduced visibility and traction problems often occur at the same time. Remember that changes in road and weather conditions will reduce your time to react and that those conditions will affect the way your car handles. You must be ready to respond. The first rule is to slow down to make up for reduced visibility and reaction time. Sun glare. Bright sunlight in the early morning or late afternoon creates a glare when driving into the sun. Glare can be reduced by wearing sunglasses, keeping windows clean, and using sun visors. If the sun is behind you, oncoming drivers may have the glare problem. They may not be able to see your signals or your car. Wind. Strong winds, especially crosswinds, can make it more difficult for you to control your vehicle. Wind is very dangerous if you are driving a camper or large recreational vehicle, or if you are towing a trailer. Lightweight vehicles are also more difficult to control in strong winds. To gain more control over your vehicle in a strong wind, slow down. If you are approaching an open space after driving in a protected area, be alert for crosswinds that will push you to the side or middle of the road. If you are pulling a trailer, the wind may cause your vehicle to sway. Be ready to make necessary steering corrections. When you meet large trucks or buses, you may also have to make steering corrections because of the gusts of wind these vehicles create. If you are pulling a trailer, wind currents can cause your vehicle to jackknife. When a truck or bus is passing you on the left, move as far as possible to the right of your lane and slow down. As the vehicle passes, accelerate slowly to keep the trailer pulling in a straight path. If you are driving into a strong headwind, you may need to accelerate more, and steering will be more difficult. A tailwind will increase your speed, so you will have to decelerate and begin braking earlier to stop. Dust storms. Pull aside, stay alive. Dust storms are common in Arizona and can, at times, reduce a driver's visibility to zero. If you encounter a dust storm, immediately check traffic around your vehicle and begin slowing down. Do not wait until poor visibility makes it difficult to safely pull off the roadway. Do it as soon as possible. if you encounter a severe dust storm. Black small square reduce your speed immediately. Black small square drive completely off the highway. Black small square stop as far to the right as possible. Black small square do not stop in the travel lane or in the emergency lane. Black small square turn off your lights and take your foot off the brake. Black small square stay in the vehicle with your seatbelts buckled. Black small square wait until the dust storm has passed. Rain. Driving in heavy rain can be hazardous, especially if you also encounter gusty wind conditions, such as in a thunderstorm. Vehicles to the rear and in blind spots are especially difficult to see. Wait a short time after the rain begins before using your wipers. The blades may cause smearing if you have a dirty windshield. You should slow down to increase the distance between your vehicle and the vehicle ahead to at least 6 seconds. Be extra careful during the 30 minutes after rain begins. Grime and oil on the road surface mix with water and make the road slippery. Hydroplaning may occur during rainstorms. In a heavy rain, your tires can ride on a film of water, and at 50 miles per hour your tires can lose all contact with the road. Underinflated, worn, or bald tires lose contact with the road at much lower speeds. The best way to prevent hydroplaning is to slow down. If your car does hydroplane, black small square take your foot off the accelerator. Black small square do not brake. Black small square avoid steering changes, if possible. Black small square hold the wheel firmly until your tires grip the road again. Heavy rain frequently causes flash floods in Arizona washes. Do not cross flooded washes. Water can stall your engine, hide potholes, and can carry your vehicle downstream. Estimate the depth of the water by looking at parked cars or other objects along the road. Watch what other vehicles are doing. Two vehicles should not meet in deep water. One should go entirely through before another starts from the other direction. This reduces the possibility of stalling caused by waves of water. You may be charged for emergency response expenses if you or your vehicle needs to be removed from a flooded road. Driving through water must be done at a slow and steady speed. Applying the brakes gently with your left foot may help keep them dry. Check your brakes after leaving the water to see if they will stop the car. If the brakes are wet, they may suddenly grab or pull to one side. Dry them by accelerating slowly while gently holding down the brake pedal. Liability for emergency responses in flood areas. A driver of a vehicle who drives around barricades set up due to flooding is liable for the expenses of any emergency response that is required to remove the driver or any passenger in the vehicle that becomes inoperable on a public street or highway. Expenses of an emergency response means reasonable costs directly incurred by agencies that make an appropriate emergency response to an incident. Fog. Fog reflects light and can reflect your own headlights into your eyes. When driving in fog, use low beams only and look for road edge markings to guide you. Even light fog reduces visibility and your ability to judge distance, so it is very important to slow down. Since conditions may change from moment to moment as you pass through areas of even thicker fog, you should adjust your speed and be prepared for emergency maneuvers. If necessary, pull off the road and turn your headlights off, then stay there until the fog lifts. Snow and ice. Snow limits visibility, so turning on your headlights is necessary to see and to be seen. Often, snow will completely cover lane markings. Drivers may tend to move away from the edge of the road, thus passing closer to each other. Snow or ice between your tires and the road greatly reduces your traction and increases the distance you need to stop by at least 6 seconds. On slippery surfaces, you have the most traction and control when the front tires are rolling. Therefore, your vehicle will respond better to steering than to braking. If you decide to brake on ice or other slippery surfaces, apply the brakes gently, increasing the pressure as you feel the tires grip the road. Do not brake to the point that the wheels lock. If the wheels should lock, ease slightly off the brakes, but do not release them completely. This action may unlock them without losing brake power entirely. Then apply the brakes and ease off again, repeating the process. Additional suggestions for safe winter driving. Black small square drive with caution. Black small square do not change speed or direction suddenly. Black small square clear snow or ice from all window and lights so you can see and be seen, before you start driving. Black small square equip your car with snow tires or chains to help prevent skidding and reduce stopping distances. Black small square slow down before stopping or turning. Driving on packed snow is much like driving on ice. Black small square watch for ice on bridges and in shady areas. Bridge surfaces freeze before other road surfaces. Headlight use. Low visibility conditions. When there is sun glare, rain, dust or any other condition where your vehicle may not be clearly visible to other drivers, turn on your headlights on low beam. Your headlights significantly improve your chances of being seen and help other drivers avoid a collision with you. On rural roads, your headlights help drivers who may consider passing in your lane see that you are approaching. Night driving. Reduced visibility. Glare from oncoming headlights, and unseen objects in the road all combine to make night driving hazardous. In the late afternoon, as soon as the light begins to fade, turn on your headlights, not parking lights, to make your vehicle more visible to others. You must use headlights from sunset to sunrise, but be aware that other driver may not have turned on their headlights. Headlights are a poor substitute for daylight. Never drive so fast that you cannot stop within the distance you can see ahead with your lights. Use low beams when driving on city or town streets. Use high beams on highways when no other vehicle is coming toward you within 500 feet. Switch to low beams whenever you meet oncoming traffic to avoid blinding the other driver. When following another car, use low beams whenever you are within 200 feet. If the high beams of an oncoming car are not dimmed, avoid looking directly at the bright lights. Glance toward the right side of the road, then look ahead to determine the position of the other vehicle. Keep doing this until you have passed the other vehicle. Do not become a victim of highway hypnosis or white line fever, a trance-like state that can occur during a long period of highway driving. Anytime you become tired when traveling, pull over and rest. Use the radio and fresh air to ward off highway hypnosis. Stop every hour to walk and exercise. This will help keep you alert. Wrong way driver awareness tips. How to drive at night. Black small square. No matter the time of day, drivers should drive defensively. That means being constantly aware of driving conditions, your surroundings and anticipating dangers so you can take evasive action if you encounter a hazard, such as a wrong-way driver. Black small square. Don't tailgate. Leave enough space so if the vehicle in front of you makes a sudden lane change to avoid a wrong-way driver, you'll have time to react, too. Black small square. Be aware of your surroundings. While wrong-way drivers are usually in the left or HOV lane, they enter highways from the right via off-ramps. Because they are often impaired, their movements are unpredictable. What to do if you encounter a wrong-way driver? Black small square. If you're on a divided highway, like I-17, SR-51, US-60 or any freeway in Phoenix and all interstates, and you see a vehicle coming toward you, slow down by easing your foot off the gas. Black small square. Make sure there's no vehicle next to you and steer away from the wrong way driver. Black small square. Get to a safe place, call 911 and report the wrong way driver. What to do if you see a message on an overhead sign warning of a wrong way driver? Black small square. When a dot is alerted to a possible wrong way driver, overhead messages boards on that stretch of freeway will display the message, alert, wrong way driver ahead. Black small square. If you see that message, safely move toward the nearest highway exit as soon as possible. What you can do right now? Black small square. Have a plan in mind, so if you encounter a wrong way driver you will not waste a moment to take emergency evasive action that could save your life. Never drive distracted or impaired. Black small square. And never let an impaired driver get behind the wheel. Most wrong way crashes are caused by impaired drivers. It's up to all of us to keep impaired drivers off our roads. Use of alcohol and other drugs. Drinking and driving. Alcohol, drugs and driving do not mix. A driver who drinks and/or uses drugs can cause crashes, injuries and death. Driving is a serious business that requires the ultimate in skill and judgment, both of which are diminished through consumption of alcohol or use of drugs. Alcohol or use of drugs seriously reduces your reflexes, physical control over the vehicle and ability to recognize dangerous situations. These combined physical effects make an impaired driver a dangerous driver. Even when you may not appear or feel impaired, alcohol and/or the use of drugs produces a false sense of confidence in your driving ability. Open container. It is illegal for a driver or passenger to consume or possess an open container of spirituous liquor in the passenger compartment of a motor vehicle while on any public roadway. Passengers riding in a bus, limousine, taxi, or the living area of a motorhome are exempt. Passenger compartment includes any unlocked compartments or portable devices within reach of the driver or passenger. It does not include the trunk or the area behind the last upright seat of a vehicle not equipped with a trunk. License suspension for providing alcohol to minors. Upon convicting a person of knowingly purchasing for or providing spirituous liquor to a minor, the court may direct MVD to suspend the person's driver license, driving privilege, as follows. Black small square first conviction, a period of not more than 30 days. Black small square second or subsequent conviction, a period of not more than six months. Youthful drivers are substantially overrepresented in motor vehicle crashes, as compared to all other age groups. Alcohol involvement in vehicle crashes reaches its highest rate for those between the ages of 21 and 34. Further survey data indicates that adults between the ages of 21 and 29 are the most likely to drive after they have been drinking. The consequences of driving under the influence are getting tougher. Driving while impaired is a crime. The best way to avoid death, injury, penalties, and jail time is to practice zero tolerance, no alcohol. If you are under 21, any trace of alcohol, illegal drugs, or drugs that impair your ability to drive safely will result in stiff penalties, and your license will be suspended for 2 years. Remember that being under the legal limit of 0.08 blood alcohol concentration, BAC, does not mean that it is legal or safe for you to drive. Studies prove that alcohol impairs a person's ability to drive at levels substantially below 0.08 BAC. Road rage and aggressive driving. You may be cited for aggressive driving if you commit a series of acts during a single, continuous period of driving that presents an immediate hazard to another person or vehicle, exceed the posted speed limit, and commit two of the following violations. Black small square failure to obey traffic control signs or signals. Black small square passing another vehicle on the right side. Black small square unsafe lane change. Black small square following too close. Black small square failure to yield to emergency vehicles. The penalties for aggressive driving are: black small square first offense, you will be required to attend a traffic survival school course and your license may be suspended for 30 days. Black small square second and subsequent offenses, if you commit a second offense within 24 months, you are guilty of a Class 1 misdemeanor and your license will be revoked for 12 months. Emotions. You cannot drive well if you are angry, excited, worried, or depressed. Anger is the emotion that probably occurs most often while driving, especially in heavy traffic. Do not allow your emotions to influence the decisions you must make while driving. It is best to wait until you are calm before driving. Distracted driving may cause accidents, injury, or death. Physical fitness. Health. Your physical, mental, and emotional conditions are more important than any other potential problems you will face on the road. Even a simple headache or cold could affect your ability to drive safely. Be as objective as possible about your fitness to drive. Postpone your trip or have someone else drive if you are ill. Medical restrictions. Any condition that could affect the ability to drive safely must be reported to MVD. A person who has had a seizure within 90 days of applying for a driver license is required to report that medical condition to MVD. A person who already has a driver license and who has a seizure or other medical condition is required to cease driving, notify MVD, and have a medical exam. The physician will submit results to MVD. Drowsy driving, fatigue. If you find yourself feeling sleepy while driving, it is already past the time to get off the road. Fatigue dulls the mind and reduces your ability to act quickly and correctly. 5 groups of drivers have been identified as at risk for crashes due to sleepiness: shift workers, business travelers, commercial drivers, those with sleep disorders, and young people. Drowsy driving, fatigue is an issue as serious and perilous as driving under the influence of alcohol, but not as detectable. Rest is the only safe remedy. To avoid fatigue, follow these guidelines. Black small square, get plenty of rest before you start on a long trip. Black small square, avoid driving late at night. Black small square, take frequent rest stops, get out of the vehicle and exercise, breathe deeply and move around. Black small square, do not stare straight ahead, keep your eyes moving, and check your mirrors and dash gauges. Black small square, roll down the windows to get fresh air, sing along with the radio, or chew gum. Black small square, if possible, change drivers frequently. Driver improvement. Along with your Arizona driver license comes the obligation to drive responsibly. Driver improvement refers to the process of identifying those who are not driving responsibly and either correcting their behavior or removing their privilege to drive in Arizona. License revocation. Revocation is the removal of your privilege to drive. It is required by law, upon conviction of certain driving offenses. Once your revocation period has ended, your driving privilege will remain revoked until an investigation is completed. The investigation is to determine that all withdrawal actions have ended, and the all statutory requirements are met. You will be required to pay the appropriate application fee and a $20 reinstatement fee, and you may be required to file a certificate of insurance, commonly known as an SR-22. A written vision and road test may be required. Your driving privilege will be revoked for, but not limited to, black small square, any homicide or aggravated assault involving use of a vehicle. Black small square, any felony in which a vehicle is used. Black small square, perjury relating to the ownership or operation of a vehicle. Black small square, failure to stop and render aid at the site, if you are involved in a traffic crash. Black small square, aggravated DUI, driving while under the influence of alcohol or drugs. Black small square, causing death or serious physical injury by use of a vehicle. Your driving privilege will be revoked for two or more convictions for black small square DUI, black small square reckless driving, black small square racing on the highways. In addition, your driving privilege may also be revoked black small square for failure to take and pass a required driving retest. Black small square, if you are determined to be medically, psychologically, or physically incapable of operating a motor vehicle. Black small square, if continued operation of a motor vehicle would endanger the public health, safety, or welfare. Vehicle impound. A vehicle shall be impounded or immobilized when any of the following apply. Black small square, the person's driving privilege is suspended or revoked for any reason. Black small square, the person has never been issued a valid driver license or permit and the person does not provide an out-of-state driver license. Black small square, the person is subject to an ignition interlock device requirement and is operating a vehicle without a functioning certified ignition interlock device. Black small square, the person is not in compliance with Arizona's financial responsibility requirements, and black small square, the person is driving a vehicle that is involved in a crash that results in either property damage or injury to or death of another person. Suspension in traffic school. Suspension is the temporary removal of your driving privilege. It is an action that may be taken after a review of your driving record or when mandated, required by law. The suspension remains in effect until application for reinstatement is made. In addition to the reinstatement fee, you must pay the appropriate license application fee for your age group. Each time you are convicted or forfeit bail for a moving traffic violation, points are assessed against your permanent driving record. If you accumulate 8 or more points within any 12-month period, you are required to attend Traffic Survival School, TSS, or your driving privilege may be suspended. Violation points are assessed as follows. DUI 8. Extreme DUI 8. Reckless driving 8. Racing on highways 8. Aggressive driving 8. Aggravated DUI 8. Leaving the scene of a crash 6. failure to stop for a traffic signal, stop sign or to yield the right of way causing death 6. Failure to stop for a traffic signal, stop sign or to yield the right of way causing serious injury 4. Speeding 3. Driving over or parking in a GORE area 3. Wrong way driving 2. All other moving violations 2. MVD may suspend or revoke your driving privilege or require you to attend and successfully complete an approved traffic survival school, TSS, if you black small square have been convicted of running a red light, or flashing red light. TSS is mandatory in addition to paying all court fines, fees. Black small square have been convicted of frequent serious offenses for violations of traffic laws and a disregard for the safety of others. Black small square have been convicted of reckless driving or a repeat reckless or negligent driver. Black small square have committed or permitted an unlawful or fraudulent use of your driver license. Black small square have been convicted of driving a motor vehicle while under the influence of alcohol, drugs, or toxic vapors. Black small square have been arrested for refusal to take or successfully complete a chemical test, alcohol, drug content. The penalty for refusal or unsuccessful completion is a 12-month suspension of your driver license, or 2 years for a second or subsequent refusal within a 7-year period. Black small square have an unresolved judgment from another state. Black small square have committed an offense for which mandatory revocation of the driving privilege is required upon conviction. Black small square are under 21 and have been convicted of receiving, consuming or possessing alcohol. Black small square are under 21 and have been convicted of any illegal drug violation. Black small square are medically unsafe to drive a motor vehicle. Black small square have been convicted as a driver in a crash, resulting in death or personal injury or serious property damage. Black small square have been convicted of violating a driver license restriction. Black small square have failed to comply with a certified ignition interlock device order. Black small square are under 18 and have been convicted of your first moving civil traffic violation or certain criminal traffic offenses. Black small square have been convicted of wrong-way driving on a controlled access highway. Following the suspension or revocation period of your license, you must pay the appropriate application fee to reinstate your license. In addition, you may be subject to an investigation and you may be required to file an SR-22 certificate of insurance. Driving on a suspended or revoked license. If you are cited for driving on a revoked or suspended license, your vehicle may be impounded by the law enforcement agency for up to 30 days. If you are convicted of driving on a suspended or revoked license, you may be eligible for a restricted driver license. A person that is convicted of not having or failing to produce evidence of current financial responsibility within the vehicle shall receive a suspension of the driving license, vehicle registration and license plates, as directed by the courts, for black small square 3 months for a first violation. Black small square 6 months for a second violation within 36 months. Black small square 1 year for a third or subsequent violation within 36 months. Failure to appear or pay fine for citation. Your driver license will be suspended if MVD has been notified that you have not appeared in court or have failed to pay a traffic violation charge. When you are cited for a traffic violation, your signature on the citation is a promise to appear in traffic court. If you fail to appear in court, or fail to pay a fine, the court will direct MVD to suspend your driving privilege. If you are under 18, your driving privilege may be suspended for failure to appear in court, pay a fine or failure to comply with any court order. Traffic ticket enforcement. Arizona courts report to MVD any person who is delinquent paying fines or penalties for civil or criminal traffic, boating violations, or who has failed to appear in a criminal traffic, boating case. MVD is then required to update the person's record to prohibit the renewal of any vehicle registrations with that person as an owner. Nitrous oxide. If you are under 18, it is unlawful to use false identification to cause a person to sell, serve, give or furnish a nitrous oxide container. These actions will result in your driving privilege being suspended. You are also subject to possible fines and/or a jail sentence. Nitrous oxide is commonly known as laughing gas and has a variety of uses, including as an anesthetic by doctors and dentists. It can also be addictive and long-term use may cause severe medical problems or death. The suspension penalties are: Black small square first offense, your driving privilege will be suspended for 6 months. Black small square second and subsequent offenses, your driving privilege will be suspended for 12 months. Altered or fictitious license. It is unlawful to display any license that you know is cancelled, revoked, suspended, fictitious or altered. It is also illegal to alter a license or obtain a false driver license. These actions will result in your driving privilege being suspended. You are also subject to possible fines and/or a jail sentence. Driving under the influence. It is unlawful for any person who is under the influence of intoxicating liquor or any drugs to drive or be in actual physical control of any vehicle. When you apply for and accept the privilege to drive a vehicle in Arizona, you give consent to be tested for alcohol and drugs if you are arrested for driving while under the influence of intoxicating liquor or drugs, DUI. This is known as the implied consent law. When a law enforcement officer has reason to believe you have been driving while under the influence, the officer will request that you submit to a test of your blood, breath, urine or other bodily substance to measure the amount of alcohol or drugs present in your bloodstream. DUI penalties. If you are stopped for driving under the influence and a test shows that you have an alcohol concentration of 0.08% or more, 0.04 in a commercial vehicle requiring a commercial driver license, you will lose your driving privilege on the spot. You may be found guilty of driving while intoxicated even if the BAC was less than 0.08%. If you are under 21, your license may be suspended if there is any alcohol concentration. If you refuse to submit to or do not successfully complete any tests when you are arrested for driving under the influence, you will automatically lose your driving privilege for 12 months, or 24 months for a second refusal within 84 months. In addition to any criminal penalties imposed by the court for a second or third offense DUI violation, your driving privilege will be automatically revoked. DUI. Black small square first offense, you will be jailed for not less than 10 consecutive days, your driver license will be suspended for not less than 90 days, and you will be assessed a fine of not less than $1,250. You will also be required to undergo alcohol screening, education, treatment and will be ordered to perform community service and may be ordered to equip any vehicle you operate with a certified ignition interlock device. Black small square second and subsequent offenses, you will be jailed for not less than 90 days, fined not less than $3,000, and your license will be revoked for 12 months. You will also be required to undergo alcohol screening, education, treatment and may be ordered to equip any vehicle you operate with a certified ignition interlock device, and will be ordered to perform community service. Extreme DUI. This category of DUI applies to a person with an alcohol concentration of 0.15 or higher. Black small square first offense. You will be jailed for not less than 30 consecutive days and fined not less than $2,500. If the alcohol concentration is 0.20 or higher, you will be jailed not less than 45 days and will not be eligible for suspended sentence. You will also be required to undergo alcohol screening, education, treatment and will be ordered to perform community service and to equip any vehicle you operate with a certified ignition interlock device. Black small square second and subsequent offenses, you will be jailed for not less than 120 days, fined not less than $3,250 and your license will be revoked for 12 months. If the alcohol concentration is 0.20 or higher, you will be jailed not less than 180 days and will not be eligible for suspended sentence. You will also be required to undergo alcohol screening, education, treatment and to equip any vehicle you operate with a certified ignition interlock device, and will be ordered to perform community service. Aggravated DUI. This category of DUI applies to a person who commits a DUI while their driving privilege is suspended or revoked, commits a third DUI in 7 years, or commits a DUI while a person under 15 is in the vehicle. The aggravated DUI law also includes a violation where a person who is subject to a certified ignition interlock device, CIID, requirement commits a DUI or extreme DUI violation. You will be sent to prison for not more than 2 years in addition to any other penalty required by law, your license will be revoked for 1 year. You will also be required to undergo alcohol screening, education, treatment, and to equip any vehicle you operate with a certified ignition interlock device. Certified ignition interlock device. A certified ignition interlock device is a breath alcohol testing instrument connected to the ignition and power system of the vehicle. The driver blows into the device before attempting to turn the ignition. If the driver's alcohol level is above a certain level, the vehicle will not start. While the vehicle is in operation, the driver must blow into the device at random intervals. Arizona law allows a person to obtain a special ignition interlock restricted driver license while the person's Class D or Class G driving privilege is under suspension or revocation after a minimum period of 90 days has been served for any of the following. Black small square first offense for an implied consent violation. Black small square conviction of aggravated DUI or extreme DUI with a minor in the vehicle. Black small square conviction of DUI or extreme DUI or having any spirituous liquor in the person's body while operating a motor vehicle while under 18 years of age. Black small square conviction of operating a motor vehicle while 18 to 20 years of age with any spirituous liquor in the person's body. Black small square during a revocation for 2 DUIs within an 84-month period after a minimum period of 45 days has been served, and one of the violations is on or after January 1, 2012. The person must comply with the certified ignition interlock device requirements, complete alcohol treatment classes when required, and carry proof of future financial responsibility insurance. Executive Hearing Office. The Executive Hearing Office conducts hearings which have been requested by individuals or businesses contesting an order issued by MVD. Although there are many kinds of hearings, most involve an appeal to an order suspending or revoking a driver license. Usually, the suspension or revocation results from traffic law violations. Whenever you have the right to appeal an order, the notice of suspension, revocation will inform you of the procedure to be followed if you choose to request a hearing. It is particularly important to file a hearing request within the time required by law. You may lose your right to the hearing if you delay. If you need additional information concerning the hearing procedure, call the Executive Hearing Office at 602.712.7737. Remember, the law only allows the Executive Hearing Office to provide general information. For more specific legal advice, you might consider consulting an attorney.